Hello and welcome to Together Forever. I am Dumisani Mfune and with me is...
Mandla Lupondwana.
Mandla, we've really had a great time looking at respect and, you know, they say prevention is better than cure. Mm. So we've been looking at a lot of places that are problematic and how we can prevent problems. Mm. So in light of that, what are we considering today?
Today we deal with sensitivity.
Sensitivity.
The matter of a wife earning more money than the husband at this stage in our lives is still a very sensitive matter to men. Why? Because largely society still expects him to earn more money than his wife. For a lot of people, they've moved on to associate our position of leadership with money. And so it's as though if you do not earn more money than your wife, then you are less of a man. If you do not earn money at all, it's even worse. So the family, friends will still kind of put some form of pressure on the husband and on the marriage itself when the husband earns less or does not earn money at all. So it's still a sensitive matter. And because a lot of us men still associate our leadership positions with money, it is easy for us to feel humiliated, to feel belittled when the matter is raised. Now, I'm saying this to all the women who are out there who may be earning a lot more than their husbands. Approach the matter with great sensitivity. I will make an equivalent that I'm hoping women can understand. When a woman cannot have children, now, it's not always the case that when a couple does not have children, it's the woman who cannot have children. But sometimes it does. Sometimes it's the men. But when the woman is unable to have children, you go to the doctors and you discover, okay, the problem is on her side. That matter of her being unable to bear children should always be handled with sensitivity because it hurts. It hurts because for some reason, your position as wife is always intertwined with your position as mother. It's as though you can't be a wife without being a mother. You can. You can be a wife without being a mother. But those roles are so intertwined most of the time that wives kind of feel compelled to have children. And when they can't have children, they beat themselves up. They blame themselves. They feel less female, they're less feminine than those who do have, who have children.
Okay.
Now, if a woman were to be in that situation, you wouldn't want the husband to raise the matter every time they fight. You wouldn't want the husband to keep on rubbing it in her face that she does not have children. You wouldn't want the husband to, from time to time, remind her, directly or indirectly, that you don't have kids, that we're not having kids because of you. You wouldn't want that. Mm. And the reason why you wouldn't want, because you know that it would hurt her. It would hurt her because it's a sensitive matter that because it has been associated with being a wife, having children is associated with being a wife, it's as though you are less female, less of a wife because you don't have children. It's not correct, but that's how society views things.
True.
And so we will always advise a man to approach the issue of you and the children with sensitivity.
You know,
because it's not just about the children, it's about who you are as a woman.
And I think that would be like hitting below the belt, you know. Even in war, they've got rules for engagement and... I think that's what you mean. Some things
they're just
handled with care.
They have to be handled with care. Now, when you do get to earn more money than your husband, treat the subject as you would like the issue of a woman who can't have children be treated.
Mm.
Handle it with care. Don't bring it up in fights. Don't rub it in his face. Don't remind him from time to time. Don't raise it directly or indirectly. Don't let him feel less than simply because he earns less money than you. Don't make him feel less of a man. Because every time it comes up, it hits his manhood. Because remember, this is how many people have come to see what a husband is, a provider. So now that you earn more money, it's like you are the provider. And so it hits his manhood. So for those women, handle it with care.
Mm.
You may feel an entitlement to raise it. Sometimes you may be angry and want to prove a point. And sometimes you may feel... But how can he say this? It's my money. Yes, you may have those moments of anger, but handle the topic with care. Handle the topic with care because it feels to a man the same way it feels to a woman who can't have children. So handle that topic with care. Don't brandish it. Don't make a joke of it, because it hits the man very hard. We are not all at a point where we can realize, well, it's okay, my wife earns more money, it's our money. We're not all there.
Mm.
It's going to take a while for us to be there. And I've always maintained that it takes an exceptional woman to make a man who earns less still feel like head of the household. Because as a man, you sit there and you have, and she has ample opportunity of making you feel small by reminding you that you are not the provider. She's actually the provider. This is her house. This is her money. This is her car. This is her everything. She has ample opportunity to do that. She can really make you feel small. She can really cut you down to size. But for her to be able to raise you up and make you feel like the man in this house, like you are still head of this household, it takes an exceptional woman. And every woman can be that when they decide to handle the matter with care.
Mm-hmm.
The decision-making process we spoke about last time, use that. Use that. You may feel, yes, it's my money, but it's my money. You're married. It's your money as a unit, both of you. It's your money as a unit, and treat it as such. Refer to it as such. Yes, it may come as a more serious burden to you as a woman, because this is not what you expected in life. You did not expect to support your husband. You did not expect to be the one who is the breadwinner in the family. You may not have expected it, but this is what life has dealt you right now. These are the cards you've been dealt. Play them, and play them well. And when it comes to the issue, whether in anger or in jest or in public, especially in front of a third person, handle with care. Handle with care. We would find any man who jokes about his wife's inability to have children, inability to conceive, we would consider that man to be very insensitive, very callous. He may joke about it, but those watching would feel, that was below the belt. And whenever a woman flexes her muscle because she earns more money, we react in the same way. Does this mean that women who can't conceive don't make mistakes? No, they make mistakes. Does it mean they cannot have opinions? No, they can have opinions. Does it mean they can engage in an argument with you as a man? They can. But you cannot stop an argument by the fact that you can't even conceive. Yes, that will stop that argument, but it's below the belt. It's a painful fight stopper. If you ever want to win a fight and raise the fact that she can't conceive, you're just being cruel. And if you ever try to win a fight as a woman who earns more than the husband by reminding him that you pay for the stuff, that's below the belt. That's cruel. Handle the matter with care. And when you do that, you will find that the fact that you earn more money will not be a problem in your marriage. It will sometimes cause its glitches, yes, but you'll be able to work them through. Handle the matter with care. Yes, in 50, 80 years, it will be normal. The next generation, it may not be an issue even because of the numbers of women who are earning more than their husbands because of educational trends and so on and so forth, and because of empowerment policies and affirmative action policies. There are a lot more women who are getting in those positions. We'll discuss that some other time. But the next generation may not have this problem. Our generation will have it.
Mm-hmm.
So handle it with care. Handle it with care. Let your friends, let your family know that you handle it with care. And as you handle it with care, those around you will learn to handle the same matter with care when they're dealing with your husband.
Wow. That's it, guys. Handle with care. These things will exist in life. You know, whatever cards you are dealt with, play them and play them well. And the best way to do that is through prayer. Guys, you know, I can't stress enough, prayer will work wonders, miracles even. So whatever it is, handle with care. Until next time, God abundantly bless you.